The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, the election is upon us. A lot of people over the last year have made a lot of predictions on who is going to win the presidency. I have made a lot of predictions over who I think is going to win the presidency, but today I make my final prediction, not just for the presidency, but for the Senate and Congress as well. Today I'm going to talk about some data, but I also have to talk about some things that can't necessarily be measured. So with that, my final prediction for a presidential election is that Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide victory, and I'll show you why I believe that. I could talk about the early voting numbers and how good they look for Donald Trump. I could also talk about kind of the more vibes where people just hate the Biden administration and they just don't want to see a continuation of that, which obviously Kamala Harris would be. I can talk about all that, but I want to make it a lot more simple than that because, again, it's the last day before the election and there's so much data out there. I just want to make it as simple as possible and show you how I really do not think that Kamala Harris even has a chance at winning. So I want to go over to 538, which is by ABC. And you might be asking, Josh, why are you going to ABC, their left wing? The reason why I do that and I don't go to like Real Clear Politics or The Economist is because if I go to those ones, I will inevitably get people in the comments saying, oh, you went to a more right-leaning organization. And so just so there's no doubters, I'm going to go to a left-wing organization that doesn't even take a lot of the more right-leaning pollsters. They only take like people in the middle and the left, so it's skewed already. But I want to go to a left-wing organization so you can see that even with the left's data, Kamala Harris really can't win. Here's what I'm going to pull it out. Again, I want to make it very simple. This was in 2020 against Donald Trump and Biden. One day before the election, Biden was up. Again, this is the popular vote. This is nationally. Biden was up 8.4 in the polls. Massive. People would look at that and realize this is not a close election, even though it really, really was. Like, they were off by like 6% in the polling. So that's what it looked like a day before the election. This is what it looks like a day before this election. Harris up by 0.9. Again, this is the best possible outcome for Democrats at this point, according to like more left-wing polling. You can see kind of on the graph that it is tight. It is more tight now than it has ever been. In other words, the momentum is clearly with Donald Trump. In other words, this is a different race. This is not 2020. A lot of people are drawing parallels between this and 2020. It's not even in the same ballpark. You are literally looking at polling, again, that is 7 points different, more than 7.5 points different than it was in 2020, more in favor of Donald Trump. And as we know, 2020 was razor thin in key swing states like Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania. I mean, literally tens of thousands of votes, very, very small. And Trump is outperforming himself by 10 times this year. And as I've talked about in the past, even if those polls were true, and we don't know if they are, but let's just say for a moment that they are, which is usually the best case scenario for Democrats. If all of that is true, then Donald Trump wins. Because you can't, we just know at this point, Kamala Harris can't win with 0.9% up in the vote. She needs like 3%. Donald Trump doesn't need to win the popular vote. He needs to win the Electoral College. It's all that matters. Anyway, so I just do not think it will be that close in the swing states just based on the polling that I see nationally. I could have gotten into the swing state polling and all that, and I think all that's important, but I just want to make it really simple. This is so different than 2020, and 2020 was razor thin. So I want to show you what I think. So speaking of the Electoral College, which is really all that matters, I want to show you what I think the map will look like when all is said and done. I'll pull it up right here. This is what I think it's going to look like. I think all the swing states are going to go for Donald Trump, except Wisconsin and Nevada. The reason why that is because the polling has, the momentum in those swing states has been mostly with Kamala Harris, especially in Nevada, which I personally find very puzzling. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Nevada did go towards Trump. If I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe this is 302 electoral votes for Donald Trump, so this would be considered a pretty solid victory. However, I do have to say again, I don't think Pennsylvania is going to be all that close. Arizona and Georgia, I do not think are going to be that close. I mean, I'm not, when I say it's going to be a landslide victory, I don't think this is going to be Donald Trump winning Pennsylvania by 10,000 votes. Or Georgia, I think he's going to win Georgia by maybe hundreds of thousands of votes just based off of the data that I've seen as well as what people have saying. So for me, it just is that simple. I don't think we're even close to what we were looking like in 2020. And by the way, 2020 was very close. Because of that, Trump will win tomorrow, in my opinion. And only, I have to say this, if only if his supporters who said they will show up, show up. If you guys are like me and you love listening to your favorite podcast when you're getting ready in the morning or when you're driving to work, you guys need to check out Overhaul FM with access to hundreds of thousands of podcasts. Overhaul, including mine, by the way. Overhaul FM is by far the best app to listen to your podcast for free. This isn't, you don't have to pay for it. This is all for free. My favorite feature is that they have a For You section like you would see maybe in Instagram or TikTok. So a lot of people are out there and they get, you know, they're listening to some podcasts. They feel like it's kind of stale. I personally get that a lot. They actually have a For You section so that you can discover new podcasts in a way that just no other podcast platform has. That's my favorite thing about them. No other podcast app has that kind of interface. It's incredibly user-friendly. Go check them out. You can download Overhaul FM with my link in the description below, or you can simply search it in your Apple or Google Store. Again, that's Overhaul FM. Go check them out today. For a while there, people were predicting that Republicans would win the Senate this election by about 51-49. So yeah, you know, a Republican victory, but not sweeping. I now am making my final prediction about what I think is going to happen with the Senate in this election, and I think it's going to be much, much more than just 51-49, and I'll show you why. So I want to bring up this poll that was literally done today. It was done one day or 2 days maybe before the election. This is what it shows in swing states. Wisconsin, Hovde, I've always messed these names up. I apologize. I'm just going to say them. You can correct me if you want, but I'm never going to say it right. So just understand that. Hovde up by 1% in Wisconsin. Slotkin and Rogers tied in Michigan. Casey up by just 1 in Pennsylvania as an incumbent, by the way. McCormick is right behind. Arizona, Lake down by just 2%. Guys, these polls, if you've been following the Senate polls, these polls are worlds closer than they were just 1 month ago. If you looked at it just 1 month ago, by the way, I didn't even talk about Montana in that. Montana is what flips it red. Montana isn't even looked at as a swing Senate seat anymore. It's just solid Republican. So at this point, Republicans have pretty much already won the Senate. It's basically already going to be 51. Those ones that I just showed you, that's for an even greater majority. Those polls are worlds closer than they were a month ago. We had those people, those same people that I just showed, down by 4 to 8 points. The ones that are winning right now, the Republicans that are winning, were down like by 4. And the ones that are like neck and neck were down by 8. By the way, all those polls are within the margin of error. So basically, it's a toss-up in all of those states. They have made such a massive jump, though. The momentum is so clearly with Republicans. And part of the reason why is because the ground game, I believe, right now for the Republican Party is greater than it might be ever in history. And one of the reasons for that is because of the fact that the Trump family has started to run the RNC and they booted Ronna McDaniel, who honestly was a colossal failure. And if you just look at her tenure and the elections she basically just lost, I mean, she didn't win like any elections, then that's very clear to see. So I think the Republicans' ground game is fantastic. And here's the beauty of all of it. Trump may pull some of those really neck and neck races over the top in those swing states, which I believe he's going to win, because oftentimes people vote down the line. And if you look at Arizona, for instance, Arizona is going huge for Trump. Like, Trump is almost certainly going to win it. The polling looks very, very good for Donald Trump in Arizona, but Carrie Lake is actually lagging behind more than some of the other swing state Senate candidates. However, if people vote down the line, because Trump is so strong and so popular in Arizona, there's a really good chance he pulls Carrie Lake over the edge. So even when you look there and Carrie Lake is down by 2, Donald Trump is up by 4 or 5 in the polls. And so again, do most people split the ticket and vote, you know, a Democrat senator and then vote Trump for president? I don't really think so. I think most people are going to go more down the line. So Trump could easily pull Carrie Lake over the edge. Here's my final prediction. My prediction is that the Republicans are not going to win 51 seats. I think they're going to win 53 or 54 seats. I'm thinking Casey. I think Carrie Lake has a good shot because of what I just said. I also think Hovde in Wisconsin has a very good shot at winning as well. I also predict this. I have to include this because I've talked about the Senate. Congress, the House of Representatives, I think it's barely going to go for Republicans. I think that the Republicans will pull it out. And so if that happens, I think we're going to see a fully Republican government in just 2 months' time, which would be so, so great. And that is when the true work begins. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Please go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel as well, and check out another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.